she was a little girl in the store. She was a little girl in the store, and Zadie Moshe and his father came into the store when she was about 12 or 13 years old. And he looked at her and looked at her, Moshe did, and didn't say anything. There was nothing said in the store. And then they left, and he told Moshe, my grandfather Moshe, told his father that he likes that pretty girl, Bubby Shandel, when he was 13 years old, seeing her in that store. Have you heard this before?
Go ahead.
Okay. And he told his father that he likes her and he'd like to be involved with her. So the father hooked up with Bubby Shandel's father, and they made a shidduch at that time when she was about 13 years old, that they would get married. And they didn't see each other until she was about 18 or 19 years of age, and then they got married. So that's how I remember it. Now, whether it's all completely right or not, but I'm just remembering what I was told and how this broke and how it worked. Because Bubby Shandel's mother had died, I believe, when she was a kid, and she used to work in the store and do all kinds of stuff. Very active woman as a girl. And so he hooked her, he liked her, and he made that shidduch then, and he wound up marrying her.
I thought that shidduchim were made much earlier, like
matchmaker.
When kids were young, like five or something.
Oh well, he saw her
I
remember specifically telling the 12, 13, and he saw her and he liked her, and he told
where
his
was
father.
That store?
That was in Inverbovich. I don't know where the store was. They had that little store that you mentioned.
Now I heard it was an inn.
Oh, okay, it may have been
but
an
stores
inn.
And inns kind of mixed
be
because
the
they were
thing.
Like way stations.
Yeah. What type of inn did you
that's
remember?
What I read on the family thing.
Oh, okay, very well, may have been. Maybe they just labeled it store. So
yeah,
that's the,
but it
or
could
maybe
have
that's the way I took it
because,
and didn't understand.
Because my father used to say that they had an inn also, but then I knew they sold stuff there too, so they were probably one and the same.
So that started then, and then when she was 19, I believe, they got married. And from then on came Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and then the rest of them. And I think my mother was fourth on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know whether there were any other children that were born to them or some may have died. I know my other Bubby Dina had five sons, but had like originally there were 10, like 10 children, but five of them died in Russia before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they had so many children, because they had some deaths.
Oh, a lot of deaths, a lot of deaths.
Now, tell us again, who's talking?
I thought you were
both of you. Yeah.
I'm talking, I'm Willie Perlman. My Bubby was Bubby Shandel, Shandel Rubenstein, married to Moshe Rubenstein, and they were a lovely, lovely couple. They were great. We had a great time with them. In fact, every Sunday, the whole family would go down there for late lunch or dinner, and there would always be a spread. And that's where we went every Sunday. That was the routine. In fact, I was down there on Sunday, December the 7th, 1941, and I was out on Lombard Street, schmying around, about 12, 1 o'clock, I believe it was, when I heard the news come in about Pearl Harbor. And so I went back. I didn't recognize the significance of it at the time. I was 16 years of age by then. But I didn't recognize the significance of it and what had happened, because I just heard it there, and then we went back to the house. But we went there for every Pesach. We went there. We drove down, and it was okay for us to drive, you know.
And what was the address of that location where the dinners and the seders were?
Yes, 1108 or 6. Which
one? I think 8.
Okay, 1108. Yes, it would be 1108, because we had, my father and mother had a little grocery store right next door to it, which was 1106 Lombard Street, and we were there for 5 years. I remember the grocery, I remember standing there, I remember standing by the barrel of beans, and I was playing around in there as a little guy, and I put one up to my nose and tried to get it out, and it kept going back further and further. And my mother had to rush me to the dispensary there on Baltimore Street, which was right near there. And for them to get it out, it was nothing. It didn't mean anything. They got it right out. But it was a big. But it was a great. I don't remember too much about that. because my other grandmother lived on East Baltimore Street, only a block or two away. That was Bubba Dina, my father's mother. And it was just they had a real nice house at 1108 East Lombard Street, and with a store in front, a Hebrew bookstore. And for Yontif, for Pesach, they sold matzah, because the regular grocery stores didn't handle matzah.
That's
then,
right.
And it was handled in that type of store like he had. And I remember the matzah was stacked on the staircase going up to the second floor and all over the second floor, you know, that sort of stuff. And so matzah was a big deal. But he was very religious. My grandfather went to shul probably twice a day because it was only a block and a half to two. I'll show you where we go down there. I'll show you where they lived and where we lived. And the back of their house, my grandmother's house, Bubba Shandel's house, had an outhouse in the rear. Outside, bathroom. In the wintertime, it was cold as hell. You couldn't sit on that thing. It was freezing. But there was the outhouse. In fact is, and they talk about integration and separation between black and white. Next door to them, this goes back into the 40s or earlier, even in the late 30s, was a black family lived next door. And they shared a common way to get out from their houses, etc. And that this goes back to, again, into the late 30s or whatever. And the rest of the city might have been not integrated, but there it didn't make any difference. They had their thing, and they had their thing, and that was it. And very religious. Like I've mentioned to you before, I may have mentioned to you before, but when I went in service, he blessed me. I stood there with him and lowered my head, and he gave me a blessing when I went away. Unfortunately, I didn't make it back in time. He died in early 46, and I was away from October. I went in service in June of 44, and I came home. My last trip home was in October for a pre-embarkation leave, and I went overseas from then. But I was away from October 44 until June of 46, and I came home to the house, to my house on Bentelow Street, where we were living then. And I came in the house, and my mother and father, et cetera, and I said to me, well, how's Bubby and Zadie? Let's go down and see Bubby and Zadie on Lombard Street. And my mother started to cry and said that he had died. And my Bubby Shandel at the time was in Milwaukee with several of her children then. And then subsequent to that, she came back to Baltimore and lived with my mother from then on, 1946 to 1960, when she passed away. She was a great lady, fantastic woman. Tough, worked, did everything. She was 90-some years old when she died.
How long after she married Moshe did they come over here? What did they do in the remaining years
in Russia?
Verbovets?
Oh, I'm not sure there, but they got married when she was 19 or thereabouts. And I don't know what 19, let's say she was, I don't know, do you remember the year that she was born? That I don't remember.
I don't know, but the years that I have there, she's a little older than Moshe.
She's a little older than Moshe.
Yeah.
That's very possible, yes. Because my mother was born in 03, so therefore the others, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, took it back into the 1800s.
Right.
So I don't remember the year that they...
And did some of them come over before?
Yes. Oh, the boy, there was conscription in Russia. You were drafted into the army, into the Tsar's army in those years. Mm. Everybody had to go.
At what age?
Oh, young as hell.
18, I think.
Oh, even younger, because my father was in that army, even younger than
okay.
that. And he was, the same thing happened to my father's family as my mother's family. They all got out from
before
Russia.
Before they had to go.
That's exactly right. That was the reason for getting the hell out of there.
Another one?
Yes, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But
let's see. I have here that Moshe was born in 68, and Shandel was born in 64.
Oh, okay. So 64.
And
so
then Abraham, the oldest,
was born
in 1889.
1889. And when were they married? She was born how old? She was born in 60 what?
64. And say she was 20.
64.
So that was 84.
Uh-huh.
And then I have here that Abraham was married in 89. I mean, born in Avon.
Well, maybe I'm off a couple years in that period of time. I know. Can't. They weren't sure. They didn't know their date of birth.
Right.
It was by the planning of the new moon or the planning of this seed
or the
that
Hebrew
seed,
calendar.
Or the Hebrew calendar, right. Which, you know, so many variables there.
And then they could have had a child that died, too.
Who knows? Before. That I do not know. But, of course, they were the three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were the three boys that came along. And there are stories about those people, too. I was in service in California. Did I mention this to you before?
I don't remember.
And okay. Isaac was in California.
Say that again.
And Isaac
lived in California, and so did Sam at that particular time with Della, because I was stationed in Port Hueneme, which is 60 miles above L.A., and when I got a liberty to get into town, I hitchhiked into L.A., and I went to Sam's house first. They weren't home, but the mother, Della's mother, was there. And she got recognized me and took me in. I slept there that Saturday night. Of course, I left Sunday night. I slept there Saturday night, and I met up with Uncle Isaac Eatsy, and his wife, Rebecca. And coincidentally, their son was on the East Coast in this area in service. So it was just coincidental. I wound up on the West Coast. He wound up on the East Coast.
I had a question about where Rebecca Hirsch, that was Isaac's wife, where she was from.
That I do not know. I did not know even her maiden name. I saw it in there, and I heard you say it again now. Lifke, she was Lifke, Tanta Lifke.
One of the Yagel Nitzers, since I'm on their email list with Shandel, because of Shandel, asked if I could find out where Rebecca Hirsch was from.
See, I never knew.
Yeah. Okay.
I, tall lady, big lady, had the son, I forgot his name, big guy, and she was a big woman. And there was a daughter, too, a Frances. They had a daughter named Frances, and she married a non-Jew, a dentist, I believe. My Bubby Shandel sat Shiva when that happened.
That was her grandchild. Shandel's grandchild
married a non-Jew. Then it goes way, way back. Say, yesteryear.
Grandchild.
That was Isaac's daughter. Isaac's daughter. And Jesus, it's amazing what happens. Or am I still talking on that?
Yeah, we're getting everything. So let's get back to.
Go ahead.
Moses and Shandel, they're now raising children.
You have to gear me because I get off on tangents. Yes.
So Moses and Shandel are back in Russia. They've had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they're working on the rest of the family.
Yes.
And at what point do those children start leaving home to come to America? And why did they leave there?
The boys left as they got older, and they were afraid, or they didn't want to get in service in the Tsar's army. So they left there. So they all left. They were all gone by the time it was time for my mother to leave.
Except Abraham.
No, Abraham.
Abraham had a problem with his eyes.
Okay.
And he was going... And this is what the story I have. And he got turned back here or wherever at the port.
I didn't know, okay.
And he came back, and that's when Jacob used his ticket.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Oh, his passport or whatever.
That's why Abraham came when Moshe came. And that's why he had Philip and Sidney and Terrain on the way. He had them in Russia.
Terrain was on the way.
I know, but they came in 1921.
Philip and Sidney were born there.
Right,
yes,
because Abraham
right.
couldn't come because he had eye trouble.
Interesting, yes, Jesus.
But Isaac came, had already come.
Where did you get all this from your backtracking on all this stuff?
From Jerry Friedman's information,
from that.
Too.
How do you like that? I didn't know that, Pat. Pesse was the wife that we knew.
Yeah, but Sidney and Philip were from the first wife,
yes.
Manya.
And coincidentally, they didn't know that Pesse was not their biological mother for a long time. They didn't find out about it until they were older, is what I gathered. Mm. And Terrain was named after the ship.
The ship, right.
But then you said something about Rochelle was the ship that my mother and father came over on.
It was called the New Rochelle.
The New Rochelle. I didn't know that until it was mentioned someplace previous to today.
I told Rochelle, so
yes,
she might have told
she might have said
were
that.
You
no,
news?
I wasn't. Thank you.
So let's go back to Russia again.
Okay.
So the boys were getting worried that they were going to get drafted into the Tsar's army.
Right. So they all took off. I don't know how they took off. I don't know how they got out. I don't know whether they had legitimate visas to get out or passports or whatever. But they all made their way to this country.
And that was Frank came first?
No. Louis came first and then Jacob. Big Jake.
Oh, you're talking
Big
about,
Jake.
You're talking about the children. Moshe's.
No, Moshe's brothers.
Moshe's brothers.
Brothers
now, yes.
The brothers came in 1900, Louis and Jacob.
Okay,
we're talking about two different things.
Yeah,
there.
We are, because yes. I'm getting mixed up.
Okay, that's understandable. But Moshe's brothers.
But you were talking about how they came, got out and because they were getting ready to get in, be drafted into the army and they didn't want
service.
To.
Yeah, the same with my mother, with my Bubby's sons. They all came or tried to get out of there early, too.
Right.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, yes. So they did the same thing and got out of there. And then you say he was turned back. Abe was turned back because of something.
An eye problem.
Eye problem. So he went back there. And his wife died, Manya, over there. That's who my sister is named after. My sister Manya is named after his first wife.
And Abraham was in the Russian army.
I did not
know
that.
For 3 years and 8 months.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. I thought he avoided that.
It's on the tapes.
Oh, Jesus.
And if I get you the CDs, do you think you can listen to them?
I'll try. Or with the kids, they can work it out. You know, that's my son, Sheldon, the youngest son, wants me to talk, and he will tape stuff.
Right.
And I never get to it, or I don't do it, or, you know, that's.
I'm going to make you the CDs. I'm going to make Ellen the CDs, too, of Jacob.
You're too much with this. To have done all this work and to do all these things is fantastic. Time and effort and cost, it's very, very, very nice of you to have felt that way and to do that. And then to get in touch with this little girl here and bring her up and come up together. It's very nice meeting you, honey.
Well,
too,
I really
you know that
to be here.
Because I felt pretty close to her dad. We sort of bunkied around together, and my folks were a little hesitant because he was much more experienced than I was.
In other words,
my friends
he was wild.
Were. Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But he was 3 years a difference. Is a 3 year difference.
My dad?
What year was he born?
21.
See, 4 years difference. 4 years in
a kid
from 16, 17 to 21 is a big difference.
Oh, see, and you want to hear something funny about your mom.
Oh, go ahead.
Your mom and dad were here when their honeymoon.
I think I told you, but go ahead.
Did you tell her?
No, I may have.
On their honeymoon. Were going together, but we weren't married.
This was pre-service.
And we all went to the Gaiety.
Which was a burlesque theater.
Did you hear that story?
Did I tell you this before? I didn't tell you this.
When it was over, the lights went on, and your mom hid under the seat so nobody that she would know.
You'll have to ask her about that.
I'm going to ask her about that, believe me.
Your mother was always a sweet lady. You know that?
Do you remember her parents at all? We are really getting off the subject here.
I don't really remember. Maybe if in recognition, if I see a picture, maybe that would bring something back. Well,